Any further comments? Seeing none, I'll declare the public hearing closed.
Mr. Chairman, I have a motion if it's appropriate.
It is indeed.
I move that we recommend to the City Council that they adopt a resolution for a six-month moratorium as requested by the staff on all subdivision applications. And we accept the staff report. We find that the city recently adopted a revised general plan with many proposed changes that have not been enacted into code yet, most of which have to do with the residential aspects of the zoning structure of the city. We find that a moratorium would allow the staff more time to pursue the preparation of potential code text amendments for the Planning Commission to review and recommend onto the City Council that pertain to the changes in the general plan and the review of the impact fees that relate to the development in the city. That submittal of building permits would not be affected by the moratorium, nor would applications that have already been made before the moratorium is enacted. And if there is a second to that motion, I will speak to it.
Is there a second?
I second.
There have been a lot of different suggestions as to what we ought to do with the moratorium, but I think the most compelling thing is what Michael has asked for. He's asked for a moratorium on the submission of subdivision applications. And since that's, he best knows what he needs in terms of being able to step back a little bit to continue with the work that is necessary, but to postpone the work that would be necessary with future subdivision applications, and I think we ought to honor his request and not try to mess with it.
Can I ask one question though before we go there? Because someone brought up hiring like contractors. Is that, I mean, what are you really asking for? Would that help?
Well, I do know a bit about our budget, and so I don't think it's not being written into the budget for right now. I've got a fairly good grasp of what happened during the general plan and how we need to move forward on those code text amendments. So I think we can handle it with our current staff.
Okay.
But that could be recommended to the City Council, but I think we could probably handle it ourselves.
Okay.
Any further discussion on the motion?
Clarification. This is applying only to subdivision. I'm sorry, all of a sudden I cannot talk. This applies only to subdivision applications in the R zones. It does not apply to any of the C zones, and it does not apply to an annexation application.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's correct. I just had one comment, suggestion to include only within the C2 and C3 zones, projects that are mixed use, that are 1 acre or greater, which would address the issue that we've been discussing and voting on today, of addressing any of the increased density that could happen within the C2 and C3 zone until that's taken care of and enacted.
Well, that's not part of my motion.
Would you like to amend it?
No.
Okay. All right. Any further comment or discussion? Go for the question on the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Wish to thank the members of the public for being here. We appreciate your diligence, staying with us through the late hours, and
say.
We'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move we adjourn.
We are adjourned.
Non-debatable.
Does not need a second.